Right now, more on Mavs Timberwolves. We go to a Game 5 tomorrow night back in Minnesota after the T-Wolves stay alive by taking Game 4 last night at the American Airlines Center. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. We say good morning to Jason Kidd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're good. Doing fine. You hanging in there after the loss last night?
Well, I'm not hanging anywhere. I mean, I'm just sitting down right now.
Okay, fair enough. So here we go. Back to Minnesota for Game 5. Are you guys going to do anything differently between these games to get ready for the next one?
Well, not really anything differently. I mean, we're just going to practice basketball, make, you know, basketball game plans and things like that. I mean, we're not going to do anything different like the things that you're implying. I mean, I certainly don't think we're going to go to a park or ride a bike or go to the zoo or raise a marmoset or start a Ron Jaworski-themed bakery or race emus or anything like that. I mean, you're sitting here saying we're going to dress up as a 70-foot-tall Abe Lincoln while sitting on each other's shoulders, you know, and write poetry about geese or all pretend to be British in order to sneak into a Chuck E. Cheese. But, I mean, to be honest, I don't know why you're even implying all that. Let's focus on basketball.
I'm not sure how I was implying.
I'm not sure how you implied that either.
Any of that, but
you
I'm
were,
sorry.
You were.
Okay, let's just talk about the series. I mean, you lost last night, but you're still up 3-1. You're still in the driver's seat.
Well, I'm not in the driver's seat. I'm sitting at home right now, and I always do my best to encourage my players to not, you know, play basketball while driving, if that's what you mean. So, I mean, because, you know, 53% of half of the automobile accidents are probably most likely caused by people playing basketball while driving. So, okay, I mean, I tell them not to do that. So, now, if some of our Mavs are in the driver's seat right now, they should really be in bed asleep. I mean, why did they spend the night in the driver's seat? That seems weird to me. But, I mean, now maybe you're implying that they had, like, a driver's seat-shaped bed installed in their bedrooms?
No, I wasn't implying that.
Kind of like how that kid from the old sitcom had a race car bed? Is that what you're saying? Is that my players have automotive-themed sleeping technology?
Yeah, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying you have control of the series. You're up 3-1.
Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us on the Ticket. Well, you're still in a great spot. It's the Timberwolves that are still behind the eight ball, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that behind the eight ball. I don't even think the Timberwolves even know Mr. Aikman, so I really don't think they're hiding behind him or anything like that. I mean, maybe you're thinking about a different 90s Cowboys. I mean, I know the T-Wolves are big friends with Derek Kennard, so maybe...
They are?
Maybe you're thinking they're behind the Big Baby or something like that.
Or even those nicknames.
Or maybe they were behind Big Cat Leon Lett or behind Scissors Neck Everett McIver. Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
That's a lot of 90s Cowboys there. This is Mavericks coach Jason Kidd with us on the Ticket. Okay, so as the coach, you got to keep up with substitutions and matchups and all that, but that's just that falls to you. I mean, that's, you know, the devil's in the details, I guess.
What? I have a copy of that magazine on my desk right now. Are you saying the devil is hiding inside there? Details magazine?
No.
Oh, my God. You think he'll escape the magazine at night and stab me with his barbed penis?
What?
That would be scary and hurtful. I don't like the devil. He makes the world meaner, and he has a barbed penis that I don't like.
Okay, coach. We know you have a lot to do, getting ready for Game 5, travel and all that, so we'll let you go. We'll catch you later.
Ooh, how did you know I was committing crimes, and why didn't you disclose it, you and law enforcement? You're going to catch me later?
I
mean,
no.
There's a rule that if you're in law enforcement and you're trying to bust an NBA head coach who has obsessions about Bob Devil penises, you have to disclose that right up front.
Yeah, great.
Well, what kind of crimes are you committing?
Well, he's laughing a lot for taking a loss last night. All right, Coach. Well, good luck.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't think I need good luck.
We can't ask him or say anything.
There he goes. Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd.